USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson under fire from both sides of the aisle. The Republican leads the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which is running two investigations. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and Hunter Biden, the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Johnson pushed back against critics this week on KTLK Radio in Minneapolis.
This is exactly the same play that they've laid, that they ran the same playbook as they ran against President Trump. It was back there, dossier, leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet look at how they use that Steele dossier to get Pfizer warrants.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.